everybody, and this is the Destination Lost podcast with Dr. Spongebob Chris Shepherd again. Unfortunately, Eric couldn't make this podcast since he's at his house. Sorry. Anyway,
hey, what's up? How you doing?
The glyphs. I cannot believe it. It's glyphtastic. So many glyphs are coming out. But this weekend, in the last three or four weekends, we have not received anything that involves the lost experience, unfortunately. I guess it takes the weekends off or something. I don't know. Anyway, so we're going to talk about the future lost episodes in this podcast, also about the lost experience, and today we're not going to play the Hands to Expose video, because and on Thursday, I will play the video when we have more glyphs. Maybe in 2 weeks, we'll be able to finish the video, and let's see what we have here. Also, I've noticed that the Lost Experience Clues posted their podcast and had three or four questions. They're really good questions, aren't they? What's the final fate of Rachel Blake? And, oh, I forgot the other three, I'm sorry. I can remember them. I do remember. People, don't tell me I can't remember them. Remember, don't tell me I can't remember them.
Don't tell me what I can't do.
Don't tell me what I can't do. Don't tell me what I can't do. Anyway. How does Apollo Candy fit into the overall plot of the Lost Experience? What will happen when we get enough, golden oracles? Will we get the answer to where is Alvar? And if so, how? And also, we promised the meaning of the numbers. I'll give you a little my definition of what the numbers mean. Anyway. So, what are we supposed to do? We are just getting glyphs and finding Apollo candy bars. Actually, I couldn't receive Apollo candy bar because it was a rain. I think I couldn't find it because I went to New York and the Apollo candy wasn't there. Candy bars weren't there because I think the half marathon was canceled. So, unfortunately, I couldn't get a candy bar. But remember, they go to apollotrade.blogspot.com. It is, you could get Apollo candy bars, but the fact is, the chocolate bars melt, unfortunately, but there's still hope. You could get the wrapper for it, and you could take a picture of it with it, and then trade a past Apollo bar on to someone else. Yep. Hopefully, nothing will happen to the Apollo trading thingy. I hope that doesn't cause another
system failure.
Yep, system failure. Poor system failure. Anyway, so people go to Miss Meg's blog, email her, tell her where you are, and then you could get an Apollo candy bar wrapper. It's better than nothing, I'll just say. Okay, so yeah, David Pinyol has the administrator of the Lost Experience Clues has made the podcast episode 13, and I just want to say, they have done a great job creating the blog. It has been a really, because I listened to the podcast, and it's been really hard for him to do the podcast all by himself. So, yeah, I know how he feels. And I'm going to email David saying, if we can't pull it off, I want the Destination Lost podcast and the Lost Experience Lost podcast to mix. Like, I could be on his podcast, or on their podcast as their co-host. And it's a mix of podcasts. We could both put it on our blog. So I'm going to email David to ask him. Or I'll just get someone else if David doesn't want to. But I can understand. It's just, I'm not loved by anyone. So unfortunate. I'm just kidding. Anyway, so, what have we found this week? What have we done? I don't know. But, if you haven't noticed, in the Lost season 2 finale, this is for Lost fans, and they want to know something. Wait a minute, something's happening. Oh my gosh. Something's happening. I hear whispers. Captured by the others. Yeah, I'm just kidding. Anyway, if Lost fans didn't really know about the scene, well, everyone saw the scene, but there's secret lies in it. Some people know it, some people don't, but here it is. When the whispers start, it has been confirmed that they mumble Elizabeth. Elizabeth, that name's familiar, is Libby's first name. Elizabeth Libby. What's your last name? We don't know. Man. You know? People. Lost has not been on in a while. George Lopez has taken over its time. I'm saying George Lopez is not a good show. It's a really good show. I like it. But we have sort of had a withdrawal. It's like, we haven't seen a new episode of Lost in a long time. And it's really killing me. It really am. But luckily, we are not going to have to wait that long. And also, the Lost has let some promos, the trailers for season 3, come out. And I am so happy about that. So hold on, I'm gonna play the second promo for you right now, and then I'm gonna play the first at the end of the podcast or after this. So here it is, the Lost season 3 promo for season 3. Yeah.
Ago, they fell from the sky. First came survival, then confrontation. This fall, their only hope is each other.
Who are you people?
We're the good guys.
Lost. The brand new season premieres Wednesday, October 4th at 9, 8 central, only on ABC.
Yes, an amazing second promo. Promo. And also, they have now their season 3 poster. It's a really nice poster. I like the poster. So, what do you think, people? I've made the season 3 promo I put it on the sidebar of my blog, so if you like to view it, just click the thingy and then voila, you get it. Yeah. So, what do you think, folks? Comment on my blog. Please. Come on, please. Ever since I've aired the podcast, no one has gone on, well, posted on my blog. Except for Eric and I. Maybe the podcast stink. Maybe I should just stop the podcast. Nah, I'm gonna leave the podcast. Even though you don't like it, I like it. Okay? So, if you got a problem, go somewhere else. I'm just kidding. Anyway, as I said before, I'm going to tell you about the Lost season rumored. Yep. Here they are. The second episode will be called Further Instructions, and it will be a flashback about Claire and her parents. Wonder how that will turn up. Episode 3 will be called The Glass Ballerina, and it will contain the first flash forward. I'm guessing it shows the future of Sun and her future son. And Sun, no, not the Sun that brights light. Sun, the girl, Quan, Sun Quan, and her future child. The fourth episode will be titled Every Man for Himself. It will contain a flashback of Desmond while he was in prison. And episode 5 will be called Dezul. I don't know. I don't speak French. Dezul. And it might be Danielle's first flashback episode. And episode 6, that's when this is going to be the last episode until February. It will be called Missing. And it will contain the real time of Penelope, Desmond's love. So, what do you think? Well, I'm not done yet. When the season comes back in February, the episode will be called the All Seeing Eye. It will contain a flashback of Miss Clue. I don't remember Miss Clue being a regular of the show, but we don't know, folks. We don't know. The next episode after that will be called The English Rose, and it'll be an Echo-centric episode. And episode 9 will be entitled Remission, and we revolve around Rose and Bernard. So, what can happen? What will happen? We don't know. And we need you to post on my blog. Please post on my blog. Anyway, right now I'll play the Lost season 3 promo version 1. And here it goes.
We are the survivors of Flight 815.
Before the crash, we were doctors, millionaires, con men.
Soldiers.
Artists.
Convicts.
Rock stars.
Here, on this island, we have a chance to start again.
We can be anyone.
Anyone we want to be.
But who?
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 Who will I be?
Find yourself lost. The brand new season premieres Wednesday, October 4th at 9, 8 Central, only on ABC.
Yep. I cannot believe it, folks, either. It's coming sooner than we think. Well, after the 6th episode, we are going to miss 3 months of Lost. Another withdrawal. Seems that we're not going to get that much Lost. Well, people will get more Lost, don't worry. At least there's not going to be any more reruns. At least that. So, for Lost fans, it's spoiler time. If you don't want to hear anything, don't listen to the podcast. But if David Pinyon's listening, I want him to listen at the end of the podcast. I just want him to listen to this, alright? Okay. Law spoilers. They could spoil things, and they could spoil things. That's all I could say. You know, I started watching Lost in the beginning of the second season, and it has been sort of weird. Anyway, I didn't understand anything, but I'm happy I didn't watch season one because I wouldn't have survived seeing just waiting for Lost to come on. My life would have been so good thing. But anyway, alright, here are spoilers from Lost. Fast forward if you don't want to hear them, okay? Alright, we have spoilers from a chat with Christine Veet, whatever. I'll get to that later because you might not want to hear that. Also, it's something with TV Guide. I think I can't see this. I cannot really see this. I don't know. I can't see this, people. I'm sorry. I'm just stalling. I'm not stalling. I'm just kidding. Anyway, these are key spoilers from the chat from Christine V. Chick. Whatever. Ethan will be back. Ethan Rum. Yeah. The hatch is gone. It's gone. Bye-bye, Hatch. Bye-bye, Hatch. Rodrigo won't appear until February. That's episode 7. He will appear in episode 7. And the big one, Kate possibly does not choose Sawyer. Whew. I wonder how they got that. I'll read the article with you, okay? Alright. Who will Kate choose? What's with the newbies? And who's the daddy of son's baby? And seriously, what's with those freaky beep others? Some people might head to North Shore of Hawaii for a little bit of rest and relaxation. But the last week, your favorite tube-obsessed TV diva was there for only one reason. To try and get some freaking answers to the endless list of questions about Lost. The second disc DVD is coming out in a few short days, September 5th. And the cast gathering on the beach of Hawaii, I don't know what that means, to celebrate. So I did what any right-minded Lost-aholic would do. Pounced. And so, in a spanking new exclusive Vine show at the top of this page, just go to the page, shot on a special location in Hawaii, you finally get to see what the cast members have to say about some Lost lingering mysteries, including the big Jack, Kate, and Sawyer love triangle, and also George Garcia's clone theory, and hope you're sitting down for this, a possible third option as a daddy of son's baby daddy. And no, it's not Michael. People have been thinking about Michael, but I doubt it. Okay, I'll read more of it. There are still many answers. Many more questions. Oh, wait, sorry. There are still many, many more questions as we Lost diehards are dying to know. So let's tackle them one by one. I'll share with you what the cast and producers were kind enough to spill. Question. Who will Kate choose? Answer. Sure doesn't sound like Sawyer. Thanks to boss Damon Lindelof, we know Kate is making a choice between Jack and Sawyer in the first six episodes. And well, after talking to Sawyer himself, Josh Holloway, and a few inside more, something tells me it might not be Sawyer, which could explain why Josh was a little bit on the defense when I asked about Kate's big decision, which you can see at the clip on the left, along with Josh's new nickname for me. Josh said, I say Sawyer stands alone, Josh told me, with his signature sly smile. I love Sawyer as a free agent. I don't want him to be tied up, you know? Sappy. I can be a soft sappy. He can't be soft and sappy. I mean, come on. His stock will plummet. Just drop. Regardless, Executive Carlton Cuse promised there will be a lovey-dovey satisfaction very soon. This season will have a lot of more romance, he said. We have talked about romance, but finally we're at the place where the show can done, where the show, we found a place in the show where we've done 49 episodes of the show. The castaways have been there for 65 days. It's time for some romance, and we're gonna deliver. Can I get an amen? Question. Will Desmond or Ethan will be back? Yes and yes. Henry Ian Cusick, Desmond, will confirm he is now officially a series regular, and a little birdie told me William Mathaper, I don't know how to say his last name, was in Hawaii last week, and he exactly wasn't sipping, I don't know, I'm guessing a drink by the pool, but rather he was working with his wonderfully creepy magic, Ethan magic. Love it. Did the hatch really explode? Answer, yes. Simply put, the words of Brian Burke, the hatch is gone. Done. We have new sets for you. New sets built on our soundstage, and it's a whole new world for you. Whole new world. Could that mean anything? We don't know. Anyway, here we go again. Surely enough, inside Law Studio in downtown Hawaii, Honolulu, the set of a beloved hatch has been completely obliterated and removed. It is that precisely why the artist of the hatch murals, executive producer Jack Bender is able to exhibit this weekend in Los Angeles. That includes some of those paintings from that very set. If you're interested, check the message boards on her site for more details. Okay, where are the others? Answer, somewhere you never expect. The lost new set for season 3, The Camp of the Others, is so super secret. The producers have already sent out a request to us reporter types to please not reveal anything hinting about what the others' camps look like. What do the others' camp look like? I don't know, people. Just ask me questions at my blog. So I'll tell you what it doesn't look like. It sure doesn't look like anything in that spot where Michael picked up Walt last season. Not one bit. It is not also a treehouse or the YMCA. It's bigger than a hatch, but smaller than the island. And we'll be seeing this camp a lot in the season because... doesn't finish that. Answer. What about season 3? What's season 3 about? Answer, the others, and oh yeah, the others. I've been saying that since the first season that I was most excited about season 2 and season 3, producer Burke said. And we're getting there. There's a lot of things going on the island, as well you know, and this year, it's all about the other side, and the others, and what the hell they're up to. Of course, that means the insanely intriguing Michael Emerson, the other formerly known as Henry Garrow, is indeed back for season 3. This is my understanding, unless someone has fibbed to me, he said. Yeah, I'm here for the season. I wonder if they will reveal what's Henry's real name. Okay. Here's the rest. As Evangeline Lilly hints in the Vine show on the previous page, it looks like if Kate's spending some quality time in the close quarters of good old Henry Gale. Question. Are the others good or evil? Answer, depends on who you ask. In the video at the top of this page, Michael/Henry gives his personal assessment of the other's brethren. I think they're misunderstood, he told me. I think they are. Seriously, we've learned to fear them a little bit. Because we don't understand their agenda, because they are mysterious. But I think when we get to know them a little better, we'll see that they're on the side of righteous. Miss Evie, also known as Evangeline Lily, also gives us to take a clip. Forget this. Alright. Is Claire Jack's half-sister? Answer could be. I popped the doozy of this theory that's been running around on the internet on cues during the party. And you can see his, I think, somewhat telling reaction in the video clip at the right on her site. He also discusses Jack and Kate Sawyer's love triangle and what to expect from his first 6 episodes, which have a lot to do with Jack, Kate, and Sawyer's in captivity. Where are the newbies? Far, far away from the new American press. None of the new series regulars attend the DVD party. They can't say anything right now. We were told. However, I was able to track down Brazilian superstar Rodrigo Santoro, whom I was so excited about meeting. I learned Portuguese on the other side of the world in Brazil, or rather, in the Brazilian newspaper that I just interviewed him. I mentioned this because the article. Alright. Ooh, a lot of reading done by Chris, also known as Dr. SpongeBob Chris Shepherd. Give me a break, people. Okay. For starters, Rodrigo won't appear on the show until February. I said that before. And he first met Damon and Carlton when he offered a role on Alias, but had to turn it down because he was under contract with Brazil's Global TV. It turns out Rodrigo is still under contract with Toge Global. He said they're letting him take a sabbatical loose shoot at Lost. I don't know what that means, but I'm guessing he's going to go with Lost. And he'll be back to Global. So it doesn't sound like he'll be sticking around long in Hawaii. Maybe he'll die in the Lost series. We don't know. And there's money. Then there's a money quote. The interviewer asks Lost if is out of the story with Brazilians on Lost. And Rodrigo said, no, they told me that they has nothing to do with, I guess the Brazilian means, the Brazilian people probably means, why the people at the end of the Lost season finale, the second one, I think people thought that he was going to be those people and find the island, and that's how he's going to be on the island, but no, he's a survivor of Flight 815. Alright, and there's a money quote. They told me that they had another. I'm fast forwarding myself. Alright. But what I heard, I'm not one of those Brazilians. I'm going to be the survivor from the plane. Apparently, I was on the island all this time. I'm going to be a character with a past. Magnificent. No? Okay. And also, question. Will we find out why Locke is in the wheelchair? Answer? Yes. Terry O'Quinn revealed, I heard that's going to happen on the season. I'm not sure when it will happen, but I heard that it will. And I could hear the fans cheering. I wonder what happened to him. I don't know. Question. Do Nathan Andrews and Terry O'Quinn secretly love each other? I don't think so. Well, in the bloopers, there's a kissing scene between Terry O'Quinn and Nathan Andrews on the lips. I just can't believe it. Alright. Okay, I'll just go on to the next. Okay, I'm not gonna even bother about that. Should you buy the season 2 disc? Answer, need you ask? Obviously, it's great for anyone who needs to catch up, but if you're diehard Lostaholic, there are plenty of features that you would like to check out. Like, of course, the bloopers, which Daniel Day-Kim talks about in the cute video clip at the right. Alright. Oh, the cute video clip on the right of her site. You can see it. A whole segment devoted to Sawyerisms, like I'm guessing Sawyer's nicknames, an interactive segment laying out the official Lost characters and connections. Speaking of Carlton teases, there's a good Easter egg about the numbers, and there you should click around. Good stuff. Alright, so that's the end, because, well, right now are the Emmys, and, unfortunately, Henry and Ian Cusack didn't win the Emmy, unfortunately, and I have sort of a sore throat, and anyway, if David Pinio, if you are listening, I would like to be on your podcast. I know you're gonna have different people on it, but I don't know, I just email me if you heard this at twunchkid015@aol.com, and also if Losties, if you have any questions about the Lost experience or Lost, email me at twunchkid015 again. twunchkid015@aol.com. Alright? If you have any questions, just remember. Alright, and I don't think we have anything else. I don't have anything else scheduled for this podcast. To be honest, yeah, I don't have anything else planned. I'm sorry, folks. I'm sorry. We're entering 30 minutes or 33 minutes, and I just wanna see if there's any significance within this bearded man's speech, Mr. Friendly's speech. Of course, all of you know his words are Alvar Hensel's words. So. Here it is.
Let me ask you this. How long you been here on the island?
50 days.
Ooh, 50 days. That's what, almost 2 whole months. Tell me, you go over a man's house for the first time. Do you take off your shoes? You put your feet up on his coffee table? You walk in the kitchen and eat food that doesn't belong to you? Open the door to rooms you got no business opening. You know, somebody a whole lot smarter than anybody here once said that since the dawn of our species, man's been blessed by curiosity. You know the other one about curiosity, don't you, Jack? This is not your island. This is our island. The only reason you're living on it is because we let you live on it.
That's so scary. So, people, I don't know what to say anymore. I guess I should end the podcast. And I don't know what to do. Yep, but guess what? I got some good news for you.
Got some good news for you. Captain Arab's in too. Calvary rides at sunrise.
Yes, Saeed will be on the podcast. I'm just kidding. I'll end this podcast. And oh my gosh, something's happening. Something's happening. Oh my gosh! Don't tell me it's.
You told Saeed?
Yeah, I told Taeed. I'm just kidding. I shouldn't did that. Yeah. Alright. Something's happening. It was a technical difficulty. I'm sorry. That was supposed to say system failure. I'm just kidding. Alright, so I'll end this podcast with a...
Shouldn't have done that!
Okay! Another difficult... Yeah. Oh my gosh. System failure. I'll end this podcast. This was a bad podcast. I'm sorry. I tried. Alright, if you have any questions about the lost experience, email me or go on my blog at www.theexperienceoflost.blogspot.com. This is Dr. SpongeBob Chris Shepherd, and good luck, and find yourself. Alright, goodbye, everybody, yeah, David Pinuel, you better call me, or email me, yeah, woo, yeah.